French bakeries have a unique place in the cultural landscape of New Orleans. The Vieux Carré just wouldn't be the same if you couldn't find French sweets there. Maurice de Lachelle can take much of the credit for that. Hailing from central France, Maurice brought his traditional French pastries to the quarter with the opening of La Marquise and Croissant d'Or. From his vantage point at the bakery, the French Quarter shared a distinct resemblance to his memories of Bohemian Paris. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, Maurice describes his time as a baker in the French Quarter.
We were farmers. There was nobody in my family working in bakeries or things like this. I was the first one. And they were kind of, recruiting people to the U.S., you know, that way. That's the way I came to America, you know. I had my first job in America, which is in here, in New Orleans, as a pastry chef at the, I don't know if you remember that place, it's called the Plimsoll Club. And 6 months later, he found out it was a bakery for sale on Charter Street. So I came back one weekend and, we set the deal and I opened on May 1st, 1972. Tiny place, tiny kitchen. But the nice things about it was a large patio on the back, you know. Actually, my oven was outside on the patio because it was too big to have in the kitchen. So it was an opening and a door opening, and we stick the oven in outside in order to bake. I'll give you an idea how small it was.
I wake up every morning, Daddy, with a rising.
Yeah, that's a baker of ours. It's 4 to probably 4 in the mornings. That was an average. You know, we were closing actually at the beginning. We were closing at 10 o'clock at night. To give you an idea, how many hours I had to do.
It happened one morning about the break of day.
Yeah, at that time, for me, in the 70s, it was in France, the new style of croissant, filled croissant. We never had that beside the plain croissant and the chocolate croissant. Those two put aside, we never had a revolution like in the 70s by filling a croissant with everything, every jam you can imagine. That was a big deal in France, and I picked up that, and I did really well with it, really. The almond croissant was the most popular one, in my time.
Elle avait sous sa toque de martre, sur la butte Montmartre.
Jackson Square was great as an artist place, in the 70s, artists at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, they were starting getting their position in Jackson Square, and it was huge. It used to be a time where the Jackson Square were a place like, Place du Tertre in Paris, in a way. It was really a great place for artists, early morning. And we have those, it was a kind of type Montmartre style,
Montmartre, juché sur sa butte, est un défi au modernisme, un oubli heureux au milieu de la grande...
The quarter is something special. Look, can you hear any traffic or anything? Look, it's a garden right there. Across the street is the Ursuline Convent. Here we have another little, museum. Oh, it's fantastic, don't you think? Open windows, listening to the Natchez. I mean, how nice is that, So.
Et la lune en croissant qui brillait blanche et fatidique sur la petite croix de la basilique. rue Saint-Denis.